Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and let's get right into it. We're joined by
Lance.
All right, Lance, and what is your craziest dating story?
Two separate occasions, I accidentally went on a date with a guy who was homeless. Both times I didn't know they were homeless until we went on a date.
Oh, man.
But the craziest time, I met this guy at the bar, barcode specifically, and I was like, he was hot. So I was like, okay, let's go out. Meet me here tomorrow at 8. And then we got drinks and we got talking about bugs. And I was talking about how I'm, you know, not too fond of bugs. And he was like, oh, I don't really mind them. You know, there are a few that, like, live up in my tent, and I just leave them be. And I was like, tent? And he was like, oh, yeah, I didn't tell you I'm homeless. And then I was like, well, I guess I'd be a dick if I didn't take you home tonight. So, yeah, I didn't let the man sleep in his tent that night. We are still dating today, 2 years later.
That's a great story.
No, I'm joking.
Oh, no. Okay, I was like, holy shit. That's a movie right there, I was about to say.
He moved back to Ohio.
Oh, yeah, he's Ohio. Yeah, that's just, Any other crazy dating stories?
How much time do you have?
As much time as you want to give up. As much time as you want.
One time, I went on a date with a guy, and he said I was boring, and then verbatim said, you're boring, I'm going to go do meth in Short Pump. Can you order me an Uber?
That's
And I was like, no. And then he left a bunch of at my apartment, and I had to, like, drop it off in front of his house the next day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, one thing that life has taught me is you never know who does meth.
Did he look like the average person that takes meth?
No, he was really hot.
Huh. That's wild. Would not expect that.
Well, you know, that's part of the thing. You never know. Sometimes hot people do meth, and sometimes hot people are homeless.
That's fair. I guess that's true.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spectrum. Any other crazy stories around here in Richmond? For dating-wise?
I make very bad decisions in regards to dating.
Hey, those make the best stories, though, for real. All right, we're joined here on Common Talk with Xavier.
Yes, hello.
All right, and Xavier, what is your craziest dating story?
Craziest dating story. All right, so I went on a date with this person, and we go out to dinner, and everything seems good. You know, we get along, we have so much in common. A little too much, I started noticing towards, like, the middle of the date, a lot of things, like, we would have similar, like, dog pet names or similar animals, similar, like, things that we had in common, colors, stuff like that. And come to find out that they stalked my mom on Facebook before we went on the date find all of the interests that I had and think of her, like, the Facebook photos and stuff like that, so that, like, they could have more things in common with me. Yeah, I didn't hit them up after that.
But. And that was your first time meeting them?
First time meeting them, yeah.
And how did you find out that she stalked your mom on Facebook?
She told me.
She told you?
Yeah, after the date. She was like, I hope this isn't awkward, but yeah, none of that was true. I just wanted to get to know you more.
That's strange. So
very strange.
And what was your response to that?
I was like, oh, thank you, that's really sweet, and then never talked to them again.
That's fair. Did you hit them with the block or just, like, ghost them?
Just, like, not really ghost, but just kind of, like, ended it in a, you know, social contract kind of way.
Understandable.
That would probably be the craziest one I have, just stalking my family members to get information about me.
Yeah, it's definitely weird, especially finding out your favorite color and things. Like, what was the weirdest thing she found out?
Probably the place we went to Playa del Carmen, Mexico, when I was like 7 or 8, and she said that that's where she also went, and so I was like, oh, interesting, what'd you do? And it was the same, like, resort, same locations that she went to. There was, like, an island that had a Sherman tank on it, and she was like, yeah, and we went to this island that had a Sherman tank on it. And so I was like, what? No way, like, that's awesome. And then, yeah, too many dots connected, and then she told me, and I was like, oh, that's really weird.
That is really weird.
That's really weird, but yeah.
Well, shoot. Any other stories like that, or any other additional thoughts?
Yeah, nothing on that. Just if things are too much aligned, something might be up. That's the moral of that story.
That's a good piece of advice.
Yeah, a little too good to be true.
Thank you, Xavier. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Hell yeah.
Cheers.
And today we're joined by
Liz.
All right, Liz, and what is one of your craziest dating stories?
Well, it's not specifically on a date, but it's about one of my exes. So I actually helped him move into VCU with, like, I came with his whole family, and we broke up in his dorm room, like, right after I helped him move in.
Oh, dang.
And I had to drive home with his whole family, and it was like 2.5 hours. And they were playing, I was sitting in the back seat with his, like, little sister, and she was like 7. And so they were playing, like, SpongeBob, and I was just, like, trying not to cry the whole time. It was terrible.
Oh man, did the family know, like, while you were in there? Or were they just kind of, or were they oblivious to the fact?
No, they knew.
Oh man.
Because then, like, they were like, well, guys, we got to wrap it up. It's getting late. And so I was like, okay.
Oh man.
And so, yeah, that was a long drive.
Was there any awkward conversations in the car? Or was it just silent?
No, it was just kind of silent, honestly, except for the SpongeBob.
Yeah. Who broke up with who there? Was it?
It was mutual, I think.
How'd it go down? Like, what happened?
I'm trying to think. Wait. Basically, we just kind of started talking about how it was going to be, because I was a year behind him, so I was still a senior in high school, and he was going into college. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, oh, it's not going to work. I was like, well, maybe we should just, and he was like, yeah. Mm. But it wasn't like a, I hate you, you're the worst. But it was definitely just the drive back. And I saw his family around a lot after, too, so it was bad.
At least they ended on good terms. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, wait, about the same guy?
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, so 2 weeks after that happened, my best friend actually slept with him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Still best friends?
No, but yeah, it was the same guy, and they both go here.
Oh, man, that's shicey. Oh, hell nah.
Yeah.
All right, any other thoughts?
No, that's about it for me.
All right, well, thank you very much, Liz. All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
We're joined with our guest.
My name is Kevin Harvey, and I'm so glad to be here today.
All right, Kevin, and what is one of your craziest dating stories or a story you heard from a friend or family member?
Well, one of my friends told me a story of how he went on a blind date. He was looking for love at first sight, but it didn't go right. And so he had friends that hooked him up on a blind date. And so they went on to a date at Olive Garden. And, you know, as they went on a date, he was really nervous, and because he's not used to being around girls like that. And everything was going well until he peed in his pants. Also, how she found out that he peed in his pants is because when he got up from the seat to go out the restaurant, she noticed that his, which was leaking. I think that he never went on a date again. I believe so.
Never on a date again, period, or just not a date with her again?
Not a date with her, I okay. think. Because I think he do got a girlfriend now.
Okay, it's good he rebounded. Yes. All right, I want to know what to do in that situation. That'd be rough.
I know, I was like, what the world?
Sweet, anything else you like that?
Keep supporting these people, work hard in this rain, because y'all see it's about to rain. And keep it up, and I love y'all. Y'all be blessed, take care of each other, and be safe.
Yes, sir, you too, Kevin. Thank you very much, man. Too. I'm your host, Gabriel, and I'm going to give you one of my craziest dating stories. So, there was this girl who I matched with on Tinder, and we agreed to meet at a bar for drinks, you know, hang out. And I pulled up to this bar, and I'm not going to lie, I get there, and, like, the first, like, 2 minutes, I could tell, like, this girl smells bad. And I'm like, oh, hell, like, I don't want to tell the girl she smells bad. And I don't know how to get out of this, because I'm like, that's like number one pet peeve. If a girl smells bad, I can't do it. So it was like 5 minutes. I get like one beer, and I go to the bar or the bathroom, and I text my mom. And I'm like, Mom, can you please call me and tell me that you like got stuck at work and you need me to pick you up and take you home to your car? She's like, gee, I don't even live anywhere near Richmond. Like, Mom, I know. If you love me, please do this. I was like, okay, Mom. Call me in approximately 3 minutes. I'm going to go back to the bar seat, and I need you to call me, and I need you to, like, talk loudly so the girl can hear this. And so I put my phone, like, max volume, and my mom's calling me. My mom's like, my car just broke down on the side of the road. You should come help me and pick me up from work. I'm just, like, I'm a few miles outside of my school where I work. And I was like, oh, yeah. So I was like, oh, man, I got to go get my mom. I'm so sorry. She was like, oh, it's okay. I'll catch you later. And I leave, and I, safe to say, I did not catch her later. Never spoke to her ever again. But, yeah, I guess that's one of my crazy dating stories. We're joined by
Chloe.
Chloe, and Chloe, what is one of the craziest dating stories you've heard of?
It's actually about one of my friends, one of her exes. They started dating, like, when she was a sophomore in high school and he was a junior. And it was, like, an off and on thing where they talk sometimes or whatever, like, normal, and they go off and on, blah, blah, blah. And it seemed good in the beginning. And then sometimes he would just, like, leave. Like, he'd block her and everything for, like, a month and just be gone.
Oh, wow.
Towards the end of their relationship, when he would take his little leaves of absence, we, like, found out that he was cheating on her with his ex, like, the whole time.
Dang.
And yeah. I think she was pregnant. I don't know. It was a lot.
Ooh. Any other stories or anything else like that?
No, I'm just very glad that she's not with him anymore, that she's moved on. That's kind of it.
Thank you for tuning in to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and remember to like, comment, subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.